Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. Amen. Everybody happy to be out this morning? Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, to be gathered in your presence, Lord, once again. Lord, we never want to take it for granted, Lord, that every time we come, Lord, you've met us here. Lord, and to have a desire, Lord, to be here this morning. Lord, we just want to do your perfect will. Everything that's said and done, Lord, all the songs we sing, Lord, we just want to come from the bottom of our hearts, oh God, back to you. And Lord, as the message comes forth, Lord, we pray that, Lord, you give us revelation. Lord, because that's the important thing in this life, oh God. Lord, just have your way in this preeminence of the service. We ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, the Son. May we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Your little loose papers. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. Never want to take that for granted. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In the midst of his children, the Lord said he would be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three, and I feel the same sweet spirit that I felt of time before. Surely I can say that I have been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. True. There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills this place. I've touched the hem of his garment. I can almost see his face, and my heart is overflowing with the fullness I know without a doubt that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, for your mercy and your grace in our lives, O God. Lord, it is our burning, Lord, to come, Lord. See what you have for us this day, oh God. Amen. Just have your perfect will and everything that's said and done, oh God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Many people gather in churches today because they feel they have to, but I thank the Lord. I got a desire to come and see what he has for me. Praise him. Give praise and worship unto him. Amen. Let's turn our big books to page 682. Just think of all the roads that we could have took, but God held us in the palm of his hand, hid us from all that. Praise God. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the clay.
That shadows a dry thirst. thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers it there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation is one. Shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Praise your wonderful name. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise your wonderful name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise God. Amen. Yes, dear God. Amen. Praise God.
In the cleft of the rock, the shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love. And covers me there with his hand.
Amen. Thank the Lord for watching over us and leading us and guiding us over the years to be where we are. Amen. He had a purpose for us and he protected us, kept us. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn to page 665 in the big books. Amen. A revelation. I see I'm a child of the King.
Once I was clothed in the wraps of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely. But with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in peace. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and vile, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Now I'm a child with a heavenly home. My Holy Father, He has made me His own. Now I'm cleansed by the blood, and I'm clothed in His love. And someday I'm going to sing with all the angels above. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and bound, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Oh yes, oh yes, thank you, Lord, amen, thank you. Glory, hallelujah. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and vile, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Once I was clothed in the wraps of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within. But with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and great love, took me under His wings. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and vile, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Can you see yourself, the wretched and vile? Amen. And now you can see the grace of God and know where He's brought you from. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and vile, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Amen. Praise God. Amen. By His grace I can see I'm His child.
Amen. I'm so thankful for what he's done for me. Praise God. I look back at my life and I see hypocrite. I see I was a hypocrite. But dear, he got a hold of me and changed my life around. I'm so thankful. Lord Jesus, we're so thankful for your mercy and grace this day, oh God. Amen. Praise your name. Amen. Brother Hamilton, you want to come up for the offering? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing page 266, Because He Lives. Amen. Praise God. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth living just because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth living just because He lives. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory for your mercy and grace, oh God. Lord, we don't have to worry about doing it on our own. Oh, God, we know you can do it through us. Praise God. And because you live, we live also, oh, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and your grace this day. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Who would have a need by the upraising of your hand? Amen. Praise God. Brother DeLong, would you like to take the request, Brother Philip? Amen. Holy, holy.
Great fathers, we approach you this morning with the needs of the people here this morning, Lord. We pray most of all for the spiritual needs, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we realize each and every one of us, Lord, that thy Father is always a greater depth, a higher height in reaching you, Lord.
Amen.
Thy Father, that's your reason, Lord. Thy Father, we live today, Lord. Thy Father, we might climb high.
Amen. Yes, dear God. Amen.
Perfect love, Lord, and submission unto you,
Amen.
We know when we reach that point, Lord, that you're going to come, Lord, and send us our way.
Praise
God. We pray, Father, this morning for the spirit, the physical needs of the people this morning, and those that are absent this morning, some may be absent because of sickness in your body. We pray, Father, you stretch forth your hand and touch them this
Amen.
Morning, Lord. Even now, Lord, we pray, Father, we send my word, Lord, in there. My body's Lord, we might be healed, Lord. And we pray this morning, Lord, for the limited intervening for the people, Lord. And if there is a material need, we pray that my Father, you just help us to accept about faith, Lord. We realize you promised us,
Amen.
Lord. We don't even have to ask for,
Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am so thankful this morning. I have a thanksgiving in my heart for everything the Lord's done for me. Amen. Or just praise God. I woke up this morning with it on my heart, and I am so thankful. He has brought me from where He brought me from. Where would I be without Him? Amen. And that little song, Because He Lives. I know I can't do it on my own, but because He lives. Amen. Because He lives, Oh, I'm so thankful for His mercy and His grace. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. Would anybody have a special they'd like to sing this morning? Amen. Anybody got a song in their heart they'd like to sing? Amen. I think I got another one then. Amen. Somewhere in the shadows. Praise God. You'll find Jesus. Page 99. He's always there waiting. Even in your hardest times, maybe you don't think he's always there. That's just a whisper away. Amen. Praise God. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the only one who always understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find Him. I shall stand. I shall know Him. I shall know Him by the prints of the nails in His hand. Standing somewhere shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one who cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find. And you'll know Him by the nail prints in His hands. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You can stand if you'd like. Sing that little chorus, Only Believe, as we ask our brother to come preach for us this morning. See what the Lord has laid on his heart. Amen. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe.
precious Lord, we are so grateful, so appreciative, Lord, for the many blessings and your marvelous grace and great mercy. And Lord, we are just so privileged to be able to stand in your presence this morning. And Lord, know you are the one true and only God. And Lord, you're not off in some far distant land. You're not somewhere wandering around where we can't touch you or can't feel you. But oh, you're dwelling right here in each individual. And Lord, your precious Holy Spirit is here, floating from breast to breast, Lord. And Lord, we have come today with one goal in our hearts, Lord, and that's to hear from you, Lord, just to have you speak to our hearts in whatever way you see fit, Lord, whatever you would have for us, Lord. And we just ask that your will be done in all things, and Lord, that by your mercy and your grace, you would get all the glory and the honor that's due you. And may we always lift up your name and praise you and thank you, Lord. And we just ask your blessings upon your word. And just, Lord, just put into my mouth and my heart what you would have spoken this morning. And we ask this all in the lovely, most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. We ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you love him? Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful. Praise his wonderful name. Glory to the Lord. You know, we're such a privileged people. You know, you look through the land and you realize just how fleeting life is anymore. Maybe as you get older, you look around a little bit more, I guess. But, you know, you can lose loved ones just with the blink of a hat. You know, and nothing you own here is ever going to last. Fire can claim anything you got. But wipe it clean. Tornadoes can come, take everything you own. You don't even know it was there. But I thank God that down on the inside of each one of those little elected of his, there's something that the wind can't take, fire can't destroy. There's nothing can harm that little seed God placed down inside there. And come what may, come what will in this world, there will always be a praise burning in that little heart. Amen. We're so privileged, saints, to know a living God. My, you're still standing. Let's just turn our Bibles to Romans, the 8th chapter, for a very familiar scripture. Very familiar things we're going to read this morning. I just pray that somehow it'll strengthen us, maybe encourage us, maybe help someone. But we live in such an age that denominations have totally done away with the Spirit of God. They've done away with what it really means for the Holy Spirit to move or to even be felt. And it's getting so that people don't know. They feel this presence of the Lord when they come in places, but they don't know that real true power of God that truly can change a life, truly can do what God's word said it would do. But I don't know about you, but I believe every word God spoke, he's able to back up, perform, and prove. And I just pray that this morning through the rereading of some of these things, maybe it'll encourage us, maybe it'll boost our hearts. Maybe we don't know where these recordings may go. May it touch someone else's life, someone else's heart, somewhere along the line, to realize that there is a true calling of God and a true place in Christ that God, you can reach and know that God lives today. Amen. But here in Romans, the 8th chapter, and let's just read that 11th verse. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word. Oh my. Just so thankful. Like I said, it's just wonderful, saints, together in and feel that precious presence of the Lord. Know he's here. Amen. Oh, he's wonderful. Now let's go ahead and turn on over here to the book of Revelation in the first chapter, if you would. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray it don't seem I jump around too much this morning. I just, some of a lot of these different things, but by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. But I want to read here what John said in the book of Revelation, the first chapter, in the 13th, we'll start the 12th verse. And he said, I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of that seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. And his head and his hairs were white like wool, and as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. And Brother Branham said that wool, that wig he was wearing, showed supreme deity. He was the judge. Amen. Supreme authority. And he said, and his feet like unto fine brass, and if they burned in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shining and shineth in its strength. And I saw him, and I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death, amen. I like that where he says, I am the first and I am the last. Meaning he is Alpha and he is Omega. Amen. By him were all things created. Amen. But you realize God, he said, as he began to speak to John here, Fear not, for I am he that was dead, but I am alive. And saints, if he hadn't arisen, we wouldn't have nothing to hold on, no ground. But Brother Branham said that body was so dead till everything in the earth declared it was dead. But oh, on that third day, he said, I have the power to lay my life down and take it up again. God, rich in mercy. And just to think, saints, that that precious Holy Spirit that raised him from the dead, you feel this morning. The same Spirit, not a different one, not a different power here this morning, but the exact same power and the exact same strength that raised that body from the dead is here this morning to give you revelation for anything you need. He's here. Amen. And he's just as real. He is that real, saints. Amen. I'm telling you, I want to read a little something Brother Branham said here in the Rising of the Sun. Just some little quotes. But this is paragraph 37 in the Rising of the Sun. He preached this in 1965. But he said, at the rising of the sun, there was a time when this world was laying in utter darkness, and it was without form and was void, and it was all covered with water and was laying there in a dark, dismal, gloomy atmosphere. And the Spirit of God moved that upon that water and said, let there be light. And God said, let there be light. And God had a reason to do that, for down beneath that water there was seeds that he had planted. And it had to have that sunlight to make it live. Amen. Just listen. He says, and the light that was ever given on the earth was God's spoken word. And the first light that ever struck the earth was God's spoken word. And he said, let there be light. And there was light that turned darkness into light in order to bring forth creation of joy and life upon the earth. Then the Spirit of God, as it moved with love and compassion at that great day, that first day of dawn of creation upon the earth, the sun rose and swept across its rays and dried up the waters from the earth and made an atmosphere above. For its first time, it was to bring joy and life to the earth by a seed. And that was a great hour. But saints, I want us to look at our lives this morning and think of it in this manner. Our lives were so steeped in sin, in darkness, void, no form of any kind of godliness, no form of Christianity, no form of anything like God. But what happened? The Spirit of God began to move upon that little seed that laid down in our hearts. And as we see, as our brother's been bringing it forth, but just think how that sun began to move. And I want you to think, saints, as he brought it out in the church age book, he said, only the elect can be reborn, for there's nothing in an unelect to be quickened. And that's what I want us to look at, is that power, that quickening power that God used. Down on the inside, saints, let it be magnified to you that it's not a simple little thing to see that quickening take place in your life and to see things begin to shed off and to see things go away, because it don't happen for every person that comes underneath that moving of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't change for everyone, saints. But God's every seed, God predestinated. When he seen in his mind and he spoke, and that earth looked like it was nothing. But at the speaking of his word, look at what all rolled back and made way for that little seed to come forth, saints. My, he's so wonderful. But Jesus Christ remains ever the same, saints. And he said that if the Spirit that raised up Jesus, it would quicken our mortal bodies to the Word. So many today, they want to say, well, you'll get there eventually. You'll get there, and you will. It don't happen overnight as far as the life coming forth. But the thing of people that struggle with the Word, they can't see that. They can't see the message. They can't understand it. Oh, I don't understand. I don't know about that. I don't know about this. But God placed something down in there. Brother Branham said, and who is this Melchizedek? I just like this little quote. Many times some different ones have said, I just don't think it happens like that. But just listen, as Brother Branham said, he said, but look, when this body receives the Spirit of God, that immortal life inside of you will throw this body into subjection to God. Hallelujah. He that's born of God doth not commit sin. He cannot sin. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. As he used this the other night, I believe, he said, you don't have to say, oh, if I could just quit drinking, if I could just get in Christ, and it's all gone, see? Because your body is subject to the Spirit, and it's no more subject to the things of the world. They are dead. Yeah. Why? Because he said, if he placed that little life down inside of you, and in its predestinated season, that Spirit of God begin to move out upon it. Yeah. When it hears that word, there's no, Brother Branham used that little story, that little eagle, so many times. Yeah. There is a true quickening power of God that moves in a people's heart and life. When they hear that word, it's not, they don't try to push it off. They don't strain at it. They don't have to struggle. But there's something inside. They may not understand it. They may not be at that point, but there's something down inside that begins to just press and push. It can't be helped, saints, and it's God. Why? Because it's all God. It's him from the beginning to the end doing it all through you. Oh, my. As he said, he's in Romans 8:11 there, just, let me see, I think it's, hey man, you know, sometimes we might lose just how much God's doing. It ain't nothing we can do, absolutely nothing, saints. But there in 8:11 he said, but if the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit. His Spirit, saints, the very same Spirit our brother's been bringing and putting these things out here, showing us. But we look back down through the Scriptures and we see all of the great many things that's happened down through the ages. We look back and we see Moses coming and God in a pillar of fire and that cloud coming, bringing them across, bringing them through. Amen. And it was mighty, and we look at that and we say, oh my, look what God did for them. Yeah. And that Pharaoh standing there looking and seeing that great pillar of fire holding them back, wouldn't let them cross. See that water roll back and still run them chariots right in there. And we look and see God taking, let them waters roll back, wiped them out, and we're like, wow, that was great. And it was marvelous. Those things was tremendous of God. But mind, then we look at the lion's den. Daniel threw in the lion's den. And them mighty lions, God shut their mouths. And Daniel walked out. That fiery furnace, the ones that threw the Hebrew children into the flames. The fire so great it consumed the ones that threw them in. And God come and stood in the midst of the fire with them and brought them out of there. And it was great. It was tremendous. That was our God then. Working and moving and living in a people, using his mighty works to show that he was God. He was the creator of all things. Amen. But he come down on the cross and he come down and made himself flesh, created himself a body to live in, to come down here and to die for mine and your sins, to hang on that cross that he could pay that price to buy us back. So that our redemption would be there for us, saints. And we look and we see that and oh, we're just so thankful. We're so grateful for what he did. And then he said, it's expedient that I go away. But tarry at Jerusalem till I send back the Comforter to you. It'll come back. I must go away so it can come back. And then he separated himself on the day of Pentecost. And he come back down to a people. Separated himself as tongues of fire on the people in the upper room. And we look at that and we're like, oh, hallelujah, that was wonderful. But oh, let's bring it on down the line of this day. Oh my, here we sit today. The same fire that was stood and withheld Pharaoh. The same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. The same one that walked in the fiery furnace with those three Hebrew children. The same one that come down and stood with Daniel is living in your heart tonight. And he's rolling back the waters. He's rolling back whatever it may be that will stand in your path to bring you into that conformed image of Jesus Christ. By the same Spirit, by the same Holy Ghost. It ain't different. He didn't get weaker. He didn't fall apart, but he's still here, still moving, and there's nothing that can stand in his way. There's nothing going to stop his plan, but he will bring you to that place he predestinated you to at his predestinated time, and then you'll come right just like God wants you to. But my saints, let's look what God's doing. You know, sometimes we sing all those songs. Oh, I wish I could have been in one of those meetings long ago, and I would have liked to have been there. But that same God has come down this day. He's here. Let's take hold of what God's given us. Let's take and reach out by faith, greater with revelation, with more understanding and a greater reality that God is in our midst. He's not off somewhere, saints, but that same God is here to do the same works, to do the same thing in each of our lives. Whatever it may be, it does not matter. It'll quicken you the same as it quickened anyone else. My saints, we're living beneath our privileges as God has given us by his mercy and grace. It's nothing we've earned, nothing we've done. But look how much more God's got for us. Look how much more is laying there. It's an ocean, a fountain, it's full and free. And he wants us to have it, oh my. But my, we need to, you know, as we got to give again greater to it. We got to quit. We don't put limits on God. Oh, he's great. He's mighty. He can still lift the sinner up out of sin. He can still bring a backslider right back to where he ought to be. He is God, and he can do these things. He can move mountains out of your path. He can move whatever it may be. It does not matter. Whatever you need, God is able to perform that which you need. Amen. He is here. He's still proving his word. He's still proving that he's God. He's still showing to Satan, I am the supreme authority. I still am the great I am. Oh my, through each one of our lives. And as we see our lives begin, we overcome things and we see that power, that word comes and we see that quickening taste start taking place and we begin to overcome and we become more like Christ. That is God, the same God that rolled those waters back is doing that for me and you. And that's just as great as work as that was then. But it's a different time. We've moved into a different age. It's God showing that he can have the preeminence in the hearts and the lives. As he said, when the Gentiles do by nature the things that are contained within the law, oh my, with a drive he placed inside, oh my. Saints, we need to just, there's so much more. So much more. And I want to see God do more for each one of us. I want to see each one of us reach out greater and say, Lord, I don't know what you got for me, for whatever you may need me to do or whatever. But Lord, here am I. Oh, Lord, just give me more. More of you and less of me, Lord. And just let him just take us in his hands. My, hallelujah. You know, Daniel and those Hebrew children at that time, they didn't know God was going to do that for them. They was just living daily what they knew to live. Doing daily his will to perform what he had given them to do. Daniel didn't know that. He knew they were plotting against him, but he didn't know they was going to throw him in a lion's den. But then when he did, he didn't worry. He didn't have to fret. He just said, God's able. He's able to deliver me. And the Hebrew children said the same thing. We don't know if he will, but he's able. Amen. And he come down right there. Oh, just the first feat was to see those others consumed before they ever got to the fire. But then to see God come down and stand in the flames with them. Oh, walked around in there with them and held their hand. That same God is in this building tonight. And if we had eyes of faith to see, if we could get into that dimension, oh, the power of God that you could see. When you was worshiping God in song service and praising him, oh, it was just flowing. My, oh, just wish we could raise up into that sphere. As Elisha told us, Lord, open my eyes, servant's eyes, that he could see. And oh, there was all the host of heaven camped all about him. Yeah. My saints. I don't know even quite where I was headed, but hallelujah. You know, oh, he's so good to us. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Oh, saints. But he's still. Oh, I just wish we could just get that. There is still, as Brother Branham said, a 10,000 octane power. Oh, you may have the mechanics. You can have all this word. But without that dynamic, that precious Holy Spirit, that new birth, it'll never live. It'll never work. But there is a genuine new birth. And there is a genuine power of God that'll flow and move that through your life. My hallelujah. Glory to his name. You know, we have to set sometimes. It just seems like, oh my, you just wish you could get it out there to people. This is in the Easter seal here. I believe this is. He says, notice God's life. And Brother DeLong's touched on a lot of these things here recently. Moving through them and in them. Quicken their minds to his word. Now let me say it real quietly now. The Spirit of God that moves among his peoples quickens the mind of the person to the promise of God. See, it does it. Look, and I'm trying to show you and let you realize that I'm speaking now of the church also quickened to life in him, although they was only his attributes to begin with. But if God said in this day, back in the beginning, John Doe will be my servant, and you'll have to put your own name there. Amen. There's a reason Brother DeLong's told you. Just say amen to the word. Amen. We need to get more involved. And if we believe it, let God know I believe it. Amen. Take a stand. Lord, I believe that. Amen. That's for me. Oh my, you're not amen in the man that's standing on the platform, but it's God. We're not here to let other people hear us say amen. I'm here for between me and God. And when I say amen, I'm saying amen to God and his word. It's between me and him. When I'm raising my hands, worshiping him and praising him, it's a love affair between me and him. I'm not here for you to hear how good I sing. I'm not here to listen to you, but oh, it's between me and him. I come here because this is where he talks to me. This is where I can come in. This is his chosen way for me to come and listen and to hear. And oh, it's so sweet. Oh, as you can come in and just hear that voice speak to your heart. My heart. That's what we're here for, saints. Amen. And I don't know, but I want God to know I believe his word. I want him to know, Lord, I want what you got. That's for me. Amen. I'll take every bit of it. Hallelujah. And he says here, although they was only, John Doe will be my servant millions of years ago. Now John Doe was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, coming to the world speaking lies because he's mortal. And maybe he gets a little religious feeling and he'll go join a church. And he'll join a Pentecostal church. Don't know, he might join anything. But let him get under the atmosphere of God once he. And John Doe is bound to recognize who his father is. Amen. Amen. And that's the truth, saints. That's not just put there for whatever reason. But when God has placed a seed, he's put a life down in that seed that it would bring forth. Amen. As he says here, I believe it's in transforming power. You see here. He says, and everything under control. This is on page 9. To bring forth of its kind. Now remember, to bring. When he put the seed in the earth, the seed can only come forth with the power of life within it. To transform it from a seed to a plant. And whatever it was, his transforming power. Now God put the seed in there with the potentials that it would be what he said it would be. Amen. That's why when you receive the new birth, if the Lord would come, everything you need is already in there. It just didn't get time to manifest. But if it would have got left on this earth, it would have come to full maturity. Amen. As he says here, he says, with the potentials, it would be what he said it would be. And as long as it stayed in its right category, it would be just exactly what God said it would be. It had to be that way because he had made it that way and made a channel. That anything that stays in his channel is in line of the word, it will have to bring forth exactly like his word said it would do. And it cannot move from there, its channel just exactly right. So with everything and trust in his own son, that it would be that way, then God said it's all good. So I'll just rest. And each one of those seeds has a power in itself to transform itself into a species that I desire it to be. And that's what it must be because I have given every seed transforming power to make out of itself in its potentials. Now to make out of itself exactly what I want it to be. And God has never changed, just the same today as he was then. And God is determined to do something. He'll do it. and nothing's going to stop him. He'll do it. Amen. And that's why, saints, rest assured, when we felt that calling from God, we felt that drawing, and then we come in and we see the word to come, and we see that start yielding forth the fruits. You know, sometimes we come and the word may come, and to some it may come as a joyous blessing. And maybe I'm sitting there and maybe I'm short of that thing. And it might feel like chastisement to me. I might feel like, oh Lord, I got to get rid of that thing. And it might hurt. It might hurt my flesh a little bit. It might cut me a little bit. Make me kind of have to bow my head. But oh, just remember to say, amen, Lord, let it be to me. And watch God yield that thing. Because he said chastisement, but it yieldeth the fruitful fruits of righteousness. Amen, saints. But that's God working. And nevertheless, when that begins to form, it brings forth that life. It can't help itself. And my, how we need to be thankful when we see that take place in our life. Because if it comes as correction at some point and it hurts my heart or hurts my flesh, and then I decide I want to turn and walk away, then I've got a problem. There's something wrong. But oh, when it comes and it hurts, and it may really hurt me down deep, but yet I can still bow my head and say, Lord, let it be to me. There's just something inside. It's, Lord, I don't want to ever have that in my life again. Be thankful. Be grateful to God and praise him every day for that, because that shows that you have a heavenly Father. Amen. My, he's been so gracious. Back here in the Easter seal, he says, maybe he'll join a Pentecostal church, but he's bound to recognize who his father is, just as that eagle recognized who the mother was. It's got to realize it. See, only that John Doe is God attribute that become a word spoken. And then the Holy Spirit seeks that word out. And here it is. He calls him, gives him everlasting life, brings him into the presence of God, God's word. And look, God had the same when he saw Jesus. It was a finished work. And here in 1:28, he says, and when the Spirit of God comes upon you, and you truly are one of God's attributes that he's spoken of, now if you're not, you'll wander and frustrate and run here and there and everything else. And oh, we've seen it manifested. We've seen that word made come to pass. But oh, it's so great to see the word of God come to pass as he goes on here. He says, but if you're one of those, he says, you'll run here and there and everything else and never come to the knowledge of the truth. But if you're one of those, the old things pass away right quick, you see, and you become new and the plan of salvation is finished and you're ready to obey every word that God ever spoke of you, see, for you to do. And you're submissive to his word, the contract, exactly. And the abstract to the contract, that the title deed belongs to you. And that your debts are all paid and it's all struck off as it was at the day of Pentecost. My saints, it's so great to see. And that's the little things that God does for us in our hearts and individual lives. As we see that overcoming, as we see the word come and we see these things fall off, don't just think that was a little thing. That's a great, mighty work of God that he is doing in your life by his power. The same power that did all those other mighty things back through the ages. And it may not look because it's happening. But do you realize how God is just transforming? You know how stubborn maybe we each one was in our own selves. You knew what bad family traits we all had or inherited, tempers, whatever it might have been. Things that's been with us, plagued us, maybe we've been grouches all of our life, whatever it might be. But to see that Spirit of God move in and the sweetness and the mellowness of the Holy Spirit just turning that life completely around. That you wouldn't even know that person anymore. They're not the same person. They're just totally different. And my, it begins to express on the outside. And God is glorified. And it begins to shine forth and for the glory of God. And then if a people's in the right condition, they don't give the glory to the preacher that preached the word. They don't give the glory here, the glory there. But it all goes right back to God. Yeah. That God is able to bring forth the life out of a people. Amen. Amen. My, he's wonderful. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I like this. You know, he says, this is in God of this Evil Age, preached August the 1st, 65, paragraph 105. He says, but the same sun that rises in the east. Amen. This kind of runs along a little more with what Brother DeLong's been bringing. Of how it's a full circle there. Amen. He says that same sun that rises in the east is the same sun that sets in the west. The prophet said there will be a day that couldn't be called day or night. It's dismal and the clouds are over the face of the suns. But said about evening time, it shall come light again. The same sun. Hey, man, it's not a different sun. We see the same one go up all day long, set, and come right back up the next morning. But oh my, he says the same sun. He is Alpha and Omega. The same sun that rose in the east was predicted to rise in the west again in the last days, just before that day was over. And I don't know how they interpret it, but God interprets his own word, and he proves it. This is the evening time. Amen. And saints, it's truly the evening time as God began his great work. Back in Genesis, when he created the heavens and the earth, and the sun began to rise all the way up through, oh my, all the different ages, it's been climbing, climbing, and then it started back down. But oh, in the evening time, there's light beginning to come back in. Oh, the light of God shining forth, that his word being proved back. That he's still the same as he was yesterday. He is today. Amen. And that's why, saints, I want to give him my all. That's why we ought to burn in our hearts. Lord, let me just yield greater to you. That you can do whatever. We don't know what God needs to do. We don't know what God may do through each one of us. We don't know what God might have in store. But whatever it is, Lord, here am I. Let me be open, Lord. Whatever it would be you would need. Oh my, I think of that little lady when her husband said, talking about her being a Christian. And then drunks was all gathered around, and they said, oh, there ain't no Christians left. And he said, oh, yeah, my wife's one. Oh, mine, she didn't know they was coming to do that to her. But, oh, she didn't need to know. Oh, as the test comes, she just kept on going and humming softly to herself, may must Jesus bear the cross alone? No. And oh, how them drunks, Brother Branham said, she turned every one of them to Christ. Why? Because God had remnants of her life. She didn't need to know it was a test for her. She just lived her life every day like she knew she should. And look at the results it brought. My, that's what God we need. Greater in our lives. Just so much more. Letting him have his way. Amen. But you know what? This little quote Brother Branham mentioned here in the Easter Seal about the great magnet. Just since we've read it so much, I won't go through the time of reading it all, but he said he went to a steel place, and the guy was showing him after everybody was done working, they just swept all their scrap steel pieces out into the floor, and they turned this great magnet on, and it come through there. And he said he began to see these things come up, and he said, we'll just begin here about 78. And he said he asked him, some of it didn't rise, and he said, well, it's aluminum, and the magnet is not magnetized to aluminum. He said, I see. He said, then, well, you notice there's a piece of iron lay across there. He said, yes, sir, but it was bolted down. And when he took it out, he said, now what happens there? He said, says it goes right back into the mill. He's talking about the metal. When the magnet pulls it up, he says, poured it out through the cupola, and it comes right back and makes another wheel. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. That's it. I see. He says, now notice, recognize the call of God's word, which is a part. It's an eagle to eagle. Now, if that mother would have screamed like a buzzard, he'd have never known it. He'd just as well off in the barnyard. But it was the scream of an eagle, and there was something inside of that little fellow that he knowed he was an eagle. And the same thing it is with every true believer. When the preaching of God's word comes forth and is vindicated and proved that it's God's word for this hour, then there's something within that believer. I don't care how loyal his father was to a church. I don't care how loyal his mother was or his grandparents. If the church is teaching contrary to this hour of the baptism of the Holy Ghost message, there is something in him that screams out. And he'll leave that barnyard. He's got to do it. The chicken might have been all right one day, but this is an eagle hour, and it's different. There is something that he must leave that old coop and fly away into the blue. And then this earthly body is quickened and brought by the quickening spirit to the obedience of God's word. Amen. Amen. And it will, saints. It won't maybe. Oh, you'll get there someday. No. It'll quicken you. And it's a turnabout. Overnight, you can see that turnaround in your life. Amen. And see God directing you the way you need to go. Yes. My saints, men have tried to take it away. They've tried to say it isn't so. There ain't no changing of the soul. There ain't none of this. There ain't none of that. And they try to do away with the Spirit. And they don't realize how much they're doing away with the force and the power of God. Amen. And they make it sometimes look as you can do it on your own. You can better yourself. But even under sanctification, you can come up and live a clean life. But it still won't bring forth God's life. Amen. It still won't hold true in the test. It won't hold true when the fiery furnace is there. It won't hold. But oh, that true Spirit of God, it don't matter how rough, how bad somebody slanders your name, how far they can push you down, how bad they can mistreat you, what they can say about you, it doesn't matter. They can take everything you got, but down inside of there, there's still something. Oh, that's reaching out, crying out. Oh, as Job said, though this worms destroy this flesh, in my spirit I'll see God. Amen. He knew. Hallelujah. And that's the way it is. Job lost everything he had. You know, and that sometimes that's the way it is. Satan won't bother you if he's already got you. But you, when he sees God begin to deal with you, God begin to move, he's got to try to get in there and block it. He's got to try to get in there and throw cogs in the wheel. But God is greater than he'll ever be. He can't even come close to the power God's got. And God will move on the scene and he'll just put that settled peace in your heart and he'll take you through. He'll move you through any obstacle God that Satan will place in your way. Because God is, he. That's what happens. He wants to be glorified. He wants to show his greatness. And if nothing happens, he can't show it. But oh, he is a God of great power. He is a God that's still alive, still moving, still wooing people, still saving souls, still showing that his elected will come. Not, he said, all the Father's given me, they will come to me. They won't lose a one. No man shall pluck them out of my hand. And oh my, he's proven his word day after day. Time and time again he's showing, I am the great I am. I am he that was dead and I am alive. I'm alive forevermore. And because he lives, I live also. Oh my saints. Oh, we're so blessed to see God in this hour. There was a time when I wasn't sure. I didn't know God really had a power. I didn't know God could really move mountains. But oh, I can stand and say with an assurance, God will move anything that stands in your way. It don't matter whatever it is. God will make a way for you, whatever it takes. But you, God, if you feel that drawing in your heart and you see it wooing you, pulling you, you give in to it. You meet God halfway and he'll take you the rest of the way. Oh, my saints, he's been so good. Hallelujah. I pray you was able to get something out of that. I feel like I kind of left off a little bit, but saints, we're just, he's still God. He's not dead and he's still moving today. And I want to see him move more. It does my heart more good. Hallelujah. It does my heart more good to see him mold a person into his image, into his character. See his precious Holy Spirit fall. And a person just be able to soak that up. Amen. Bask in that. Yes. And know that means more to me than being able to see him move the Red Sea. Amen. Oh my, because he's just so great. But he can just take the hardest heart and he can tenderize it. He can take the greatest person with the greatest pride and he knows how to break it down and then lift them back up and put them where he wants them. Oh, he is so great, saints. You sisters can come to the instruments. But my, like I say, there is a quickening power. And by grace, I feel it in my soul. I know he lives. Hallelujah. And I just pray that each one of us just give greater to him. Oh, my. And like I say, let God know. You're here for him. You're not here for no one else. Amen. It's between you and God. When this word's coming forth, that's God speaking to you. You just forget there's any man ever standing here. Yes. We're just whoever's bringing the word, that's God's chosen place, and you can't bypass that. But just let that pass out of your mind. And as you hear that word, just think that's God. Amen. God himself speaking to you, and it should be just as real as if he was standing here in that flesh body of Jesus Christ speaking this word back to you. It should be just that real that this is God speaking to me. Amen. Don't you love him? Amen. Hallelujah. Our precious brother.
Amen. Why don't you sing a song?
I like to hear him sing. Amen. I thought he was going to start one for us. Amen. I love him. He's so wonderful. The word of God is just so pure and precious. You know, he's talking about the Red Sea splitting and all those things those people seen. If I had the choice of being one of those children of Israel back then that crossed through the Red Sea and seen that happen and seen the pillar of fire guiding them by night, that's right, and the cloud by day, If I had the choice of having what I have today and what them had then, I would rather take today what I have today. Because many of them died in the wilderness, in their testing, because they had no desire to serve God. They was following a man. That's right. They was following a man that was following God. But today, that same God, that same pillar of fire that opened that sea, lives in you and I. Now we have a desire to serve God and surrender our life to Him and let Him have that preeminence. And we're carrying around that God that split the Red Sea. Amen. Glory. I would rather take today than that day then. Oh, my. I would say, wouldn't you like to have seen that? Oh, I'd like to have seen it. But as far as a life lived, I'd rather have this life lived. That's why Brother Branham said, I'd rather live today than any other age it ever was. If you don't have the understanding, you'd rather live in them ages that see those things. But I'd rather live in this age what God's given. Amen. This is that bright age. This is His wife. Amen. And He is living again today. Amen. Let us all stand. Glory to His wonderful name. I love Him. He's so great and so tremendous for what He's done for us, what He's doing in our life, what He's going to do. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. That pretty well covers it all. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am so thankful for the grace of God that He chose me. And I know He's chosen you. Oh, my amazing grace. How sweet the sound. But He's alive. And He's not any weaker. He's just as strong today, living in His people, as He ever was. And my, there's been, to think of it now, there's been churches and churches, Brother Branham said, and he was reading out Rising the Sun. And also he says there's been churches and churches and brides and brides. But oh my, there's coming forth one. Amen. It's not just going to be the Word only, but it's going to be those dynamics and the Word together, and that bride is going to live today. Amen. And people are going to know that they're different. They're different. There's just something about them. They see that life vibrating off of them. Oh, and I'm so thankful for that, to be a part of that. Amen. How about you? Amen. I enjoyed that. It's just so wonderful. I don't know if you did. You drive back this morning, Brother Timothy? I'm so glad that they was able to have that desire to do that. Amen. That's just wonderful. And you know, I told him he didn't have to do it. My goodness. Dad could have took the service if I still wanted to take a break or whatever, but that desire was in there to be here and to do His service to the Amen. Lord and to serve the people the Word of God, and we appreciate that. You know, I know of a time where many people lost that desire, didn't even want to be at service because of all the things going on, things contrary to the Word and things, and to see that revived and burning in a people's heart. Amen. If the door's open, Brother Branham said, if that door's open, you're going to do what you can to come right through that door and be there in service for God. You see, that's what we want to be. And not that you, it's wrong to take a vacation. I don't want you to get that. But I just know that desire is burning when you do things like that, to be here and do service for the Lord and to let Him have His way. But why is that? Because He's alive. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. He's alive. He's alive. Amen. He's alive, alive, alive forevermore. And Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My my Jesus.
Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing alleluia.
He's alive. Amen. Let's sing another chorus. Born again. I'm born again. I'm free from sin. I'm happy night and day. Amen. You want to sing it with me? Amen. Let's sing it. Well, I'm born again. I'm free from sin. I'm happy night and day. Makes me shout. And bears no doubt, I know I'm born again.
Amen.
Well, I'm born again. I'm free from sin. I'm happy night and day. Oh, yes, it makes me shout. And bears no doubt, I know I'm born again. Oh, yes, I'm born. I'm free from sin. I'm happy night and day. Oh, yes, it makes me shout. And there's no doubt, I know I'm born again.
Amen. Glory. You say amen?
Amen.
Thank God for His love, His mercy, and His grace. So thankful. So thankful. You say it all the time. I am thankful. Paul said, be thankful for all things. Amen. So I'm thankful. I don't have to try to keep that scripture. I'm thankful. Amen. I'm just thankful for everything God does for me. Amen. What He's done for me. And I know what He's going to do for me. We say, well, how do you know what He's going to do for you? I know He's going to do many great things. I know one great thing He's going to do yet, and that's change my body. Amen. I'm going to take on a glorified body, and I'm going to head out of here. Glory. What a glorious morning that's going to be. Amen. How about you? You thankful for that? Thankful for what He's going to be? Do for you? What He's done for you? What He's doing now? I'm thankful for what He's doing now. Amen. Just don't quit thanking Him. Because you got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. I was thinking about this morning, you know, all the disasters that goes on throughout the land. You know, and seeing all the earthquakes and people that get their homes tore up through all that. And now the tornado season and tornadoes ripping homes apart and blowing everything away and destroying lives and everything. And it's, you think, my. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. And I pray that God will be merciful to His people.
Yes.
That's right. I know that there's, you know, it may be, there may have been one go through that storm that's a little seed. Do you know that? And maybe God's trying to get a hold of them. And maybe took everything they got away now. Get them to come to Him. Maybe they're not coming the easy way. Maybe they're not yielding. Maybe God took everything away just to get them to think. Begin to pray and cry out to God. And maybe they'll run to the right place. Maybe somebody, the right person will talk to them. Be that last little seed. But it might have been used just to do that. See, you don't never underestimate the power of God. God knows what He's doing. You see? Just like many of us, sometimes we had to come to the very bottom of things. And finally, He reached down and pulled us up. Amen. Oh, His amazing grace. You'll never outdo God, as I say many times. And I mean that. He cannot outdo the Lord. He's so powerful. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we're so thankful that You give us, by the grace of God, this wonderful little opportunity to be here this morning and to come to hear the precious Word of God.
But Lord, it's not just a newspaper. It's not just something, Lord, that's been said and it's gone now. But Lord, this is a part of our life. This is our very desire. This is the very longing that you've placed inside of us to have for that word. And Lord, as we hear the word of God, there's something on the inside by the grace of God that reaches out for those higher places. And Lord, that we'll continue to yield ourselves greater to you, that you could have a greater preeminence, that you could get your glory and honor. And Lord, that we could be more in a position, maybe it would be that, Lord, we could be in that position closer with you, that we could receive healing from you for our bodies. There's sick and afflicted here today. There's, Lord, people staying here today that's afflicted with diseases. And Lord, there's maybe this weak in their body. There may be a certain organ in their body that is weak. But Lord Jesus, may they reach out by faith and claim that belongs to them. They are not subject to have to live after a pill all their life. Lord, they're subject, Lord, and been predestinated to receive healing from you. That, Lord, you could get the glory and honor of being their healer. May we never come to the place in our lives that we just are going to accept that I have to live by a pill all my life or the rest of my life. Lord, may we never have that sin in our life. That sin is unbelief in your word. And Father, may we stand on the word of God knowing that you're more than able to give us what you've given to us in this hour. That by your stripes, we're already healed. Lord, I don't have to live after that pill. I can live after the grace of God and accept what you've given to us. And Father, may we be a people that will do that. And Lord, may we be able to see that happen in this place. Lord, the healing's taking place, standing on the promises of God. And we're not looking for a man to lay hands on them. We're looking on them as an individual, Lord, to stand on that word of God. That is the Gentile way, Lord. Father, may we stand on that promise you've given us and stand as sons and daughters of God. Grant that, Lord. Grant that faith into our hearts. That is higher heights we need to climb to, Lord. Oh, God, we ask that you would grant it. And Father, we've seen you already do it. We've seen it done many times. And Lord, you're the same today as you was yesterday and shall be forever. So Lord, we stand on the word of God. Give us the faith that we need. Climb higher in Christ. And understand that we are this people by the grace of God that these promises has been left to. And Father, we ask it now for your glory and honor. Bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. That again we may give you glory and honor and praise. And hear the word of God again. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, we ask thee, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Is a challenge burn your heart?
Amen.
A challenge? A challenge. Oh my. That you know God is a healer. The same as he saved you. He's also a healer. Amen. Don't get satisfied, saints, in living in a mind thought set. I have to live after a doctor. Don't do that.
Amen.
No, sir. Let God be God.
Amen.
That's right. Sometimes it's so much easier for people to accept what a doctor says than what God already said. But it should be easier to accept what God said.
Amen.
And stand on the promises that he's given us. Oh my. You ought to be burning in your heart with a challenge. Lord, I want you to be seen. You're a healer. Hallelujah. You are a healer. The same as you are a redeemer. You are a healer.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Why? What's so exciting about that? Because if people see you get healed of something that you've been plagued with for years, they know it had to be God do it. And my, wouldn't that stir the faith of maybe someone sitting beside of you?
Amen.
Yes. He wants to be the same today as he was yesterday. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Stand on the word. Amen. May God richly bless you. We got higher heights to climb.
Amen.
Everybody in here.
Amen.
Including me. has got higher heights to climb.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. So just pray and the Lord will give us the word to get us higher.
Amen.
Because that's what it's going to take.
Amen.
It'll take the word of God. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the word this morning. Keep it fresh in your heart because it is God and He is real. Amen. God bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.